They'll make it clean. The Yatki pure. The Amrik Zvin. Like, I'll make sure this sells 100% good sale. Ilan, this one. Inun, the Chak itself. The Yamleya, the Shechayu. Any work or any shraf that you put into the Kaka, if it's taken away from you, I'll make sure you get it back. The Ikum Kodomach, I'll make sure it'll be in front of you. Utsvi Zvina Dinon. And this good sale, the Kivoloy, and I accept it upon myself. So the kid said, that's what he wrote in the Shtar Achrayis, clearly. He told Lakeith that in case this field is taken away from you, don't worry, I'll pay you back for the field itself, and I'll pay you back for any work that you put into the shtar. So Rashi says, V'chivon di'al mecher, di'al moicher hoder, k'avi shvocho b'achayim l'kech yev. Yeah. So Rashi says, v'ino v'lein v'zor, means v'chivon di'al moicher, hoder, y'govei shvocho b'achayim l'kech. Since the locker is that the l'kech has the right to get the shvach back from the moicher, therefore the Baal Chayv of the moicher has the right to take away the shvach, because the Baal Chayv is not ruining it for this new lakech. This new lakech, when the shvach is taken away, he'll go and collect it back from the moicher. So since the moicher owes it to the lakech, therefore it goes back that the Baal Chayv is allowed to take it away. Oh, Malei Rav Acha Bar Avin Rove, Lamiyativ, so Maton, in the case where Reuven gives his kark away for a present, and now Reuven still owes other people money, he doesn't have money to pay up, so they're going to want to come now and take away this matana. So you want to tell me, since when he gives somebody a matana, you don't write up such a big shtar achrayis, his hochi nam is leitorah shvacha. If so, it comes out that this person that received the present, right? Let's say the present is taken away from him, there's no achrayis, he doesn't get the money back. So in such a case, the Baal Chayv has no right to take away the shvach from this mekabel matana, because like you're ruining it for this mekabel. But his makabah now is putting money into the field. And if you take it away, you Baal Chayv, he won't get his money back. So you want to tell me if so, the Baal Chayv has no right to take it away. Omalei, he said back to him, in, yes, you're right. The actual present that he received, that's not called he's losing, because he got it for nothing. Now when the Baal Chayv takes it away, the Baal Chayv has a right to take it away. But that the shvach that he put in, that you can't take away from him. So he says, true, we don't take it away. For the Gemara, v'chiyofa koyach ma'ator minecher, is a present better than a sale? Omalei, in, yes, yofa v'yofa, and this type of a svar it is. Because the svar is, if you, the lakeach, or the makabah maton, is not going to lose out, so then we can take away the shvach from you, and you go and receive it back from the meicher. But I only gave it to you for present. Then if it's taken away from you, you're not going to get it back. So then the svar is, the Baal Chayv has no right to ruin you. Where does the Baal Chayv get a right to take it away from you? He has no right to take it away. Omer of Nachum says, Ishno, Ho Masnitzin Mefanel Mashmul. There's a bright to that Saraya to Mashmut. For Huna Chavrin Mukun Lo Bemili Akrina. But according to Huna, the Huna Chavrin, they say, no, the bright is Naraya, they say it's talking about something else. Well, so see, what was this bright? He wanted to bring a right to Mashmul that holds, a Baal Chayv has the right to take away the Shvach. The Tanya, we learn like this. Hamoich Yesod Lechaveru, somebody sells a field to his friend, Barehi Yaitim Etachas Yodai. And now it's taken away from you. Kishu goiva, when the lokeach collects the achrayas from the moicher, goiva is the care of the cost of the shibadim. He collects the care and the money the karka was worth from the shibadim. If the moicher sold other property, he can take it away. For shvach, that is the taking away the shvach from the lokeach, that much money, goiva in the cost of the neicharin. He could only collect from the cost of the neicharin. So Pashu, we thought Pshana's Bryce was talking about a Baal Chayv. So you see, clearly the Baal Chayv takes away the shvach, a riot to Shmuel. But vuhune charvim mukula benili achrini, they learn shatia differently. That v'lakeach migazlin, we're not talking about a Baal Chayv, we're talking about where the gazlin sold it to somebody else. And v'lakeach now put shvach into the field. So now the nigzal takes it all away. Since it's taken away from the nigzal takes it away, now the lakeach has the right to go back to the gazlin, and he has to pay him both keren and shvach. Tanya, you learn another verse like this. Hamoich is tod lechaver, if you sell your field to your friend, v'yeshvichoi, and your friend had lakeach, and put money into it. He works on the field. He's mashbich. He makes the field worth much more. Ubo Baal Chayv. And now the moicher's Baal Chayv comes. V'torfo, like he goes to the moicher, he has no money to pay up. So he says, okay, I'm going to take away the field that you just sold. So the Baal Chayv takes away the field from the lakeach. Kishu Goyv, it says, now when lakeach comes to collect his money back from the moicher, vice says it was back right. So it sounds like this. Kishu Goyv, im hashvach Yisrael Yitziyah, if the improvement in the field was worth more than the actual investment that you put in, noit les ashvach mi bal hakarka. You have a right to collect the shvach, how much it was improved, from the bal hakarka. The hayitziyah, and the investment that you put in, mi bal chayv, that you get back from the bal chayv. The bal chayv has to pay you. because Yitzhiya that he has your Yitzhiya. When you get the money back from the Meicher, he has to pay you mi Balkarka, the Shvach he gets from the Balkarka. Right? This is a Shvach mi Balkarka, ma Shoidef al Yitzhiya. There is the actual Yitzhiya, the actual seeds that you pay to put in, that you get back from the Balkhoi. But more than that, what the Karka was improved, that the Meicher has to pay you back. But what about Vim HaYitziyah Yisrael HaShrach? Let's say, no, the money you put in was more expensive than you improved the actual field. Ein lo yelo hoitzor. Ein lo hoitzor shir shvach ni bal choyv. Then you only have a right to get how much improvement of the field was from the bal choyv. So here you see clearly that the bal choyv does not have a right to take away the shvach from the lakeach. It says clearly here the bal choyv has to pay back the shvach to the lakeach. So you see, you can't take away the shvach. The Marin says, "Vashmul b'may mukim lo." What does Shmuel learn from this brayso over here? Evil akeich mi gazlin. If it's talking about you bought it from a gazlin, kasheration. If the kasheration, the yom Shmuel or Shmuel sheiter is akeich mi gazlin less leishvacha. Shmuel holds when the gazlin sold this to somebody else and then it's taken away from him, he can't collect shvach at all because it's nechzik ribis. And the reishis mashmi does get a shvach when the shvach is more than the yitziyah. So it can't go according to Shmuel. It can't be talking about a gazlin. Eva Balchoyv, we were talking about a Balchoyv, Kashi Reisha B'Seifa, it's a Kashi both. The Yom HaShmuel, Goshmuel says, Balchoyv Goyvus HaShvach. Because the Goshmuel holds, the Balchoyv has the right to take away the whole Shvach from the Lokeach. And here it's Mashmo that the Balchoyv has to pay the Lokeach. He can't take away the Shvach. The Balchoyv has to pay the Lokeach something. So it's with the Stira, how would Shmuel learn here? Shmuel says, Eboy Yisema, one Teretz is like this. No, we're talking about that Reuven, the Gazlin, this Meicher, sold it to somebody else. So if so, I, Shmuel, says then that the Lakeach can't collect Shvach at all. So I tell you, like we answered before, Shmuel agreed that if the Gazlin himself could pay back with Karka, then he has to pay him back for the Shvach. If they made a Kinyan first, also it's not Nechzik Ribis, this would also be Mutta. So even according to Shmuel, there are cases by a gazlin that he does collect the shvach. So that's from this brayso over here, that the gazlin sold it to a lakeach. And then the lakeach put shvach investments into the karka. So when the karka is taken away from the lakeach, he has the right to collect the shvach from the gazlin. When he has karka, according to me, yodai. The boy is similar to terrorists like this. Really, the balchoy. We're talking about no balchoy. The question is then, Shmuel says the balchoy has the right to take away all the shvach. And here it's Mashmuno, the Baal Chayv has to pay him for the Shvach. The Baal Chayv can't take away the improvement that Lakeach himself put into the Karka. So Mashmuno says, Lakasha, kan b'shvach hamagia liksofen. If the Shvach, like this Lakeach that bought the field, he plowed there and planted there. Now, what he planted grew up already. And if Rashi says, korovly cut there, the tfuah, the wheat is ready to be cut down already. That's called hamagia liksofen. It's ready to carry on your shoulders to take it home. Then the Baal Chayv can't take it away. That's called Lakech has a right to keep it. But kan v'shvach she'ein nagil aksofim. If it didn't reach the gil aksofim yet, then it's like bottle to the conqueror, then the Baal Chayv has a right to take it away. Rashi says, karavli cut service, ready to be cut off. But shadayin tzrich l'karka v'lei keperis, gemurin. That's like ready peris. Then v'ein Baal Chayv goyv assembly yitziyah. The Baal Chayv can't take it unless he pays for the money you put into it. And that's what we said before, Shmuel holds, that the Baal Chayv could take away the whole shvach. That's that the shvach did not completely develop yet. It's only young peiros, they're not ripe yet. Therefore, that's more bottle to the karka, but since the Baal Chayv has the right to take away this karka for his chayv, he can even take away those shvach also. Shvach Gemara, no. I've heard meisim b'chol yom. There are stories every single day. For komazvi Shmuel, Shmuel says the Baal Chayv has the right to take away the property and collect afilu b'shvach ha-megilik sofim. Even if the peiros are completely grown already, still the Baal Chayv has the right to take it away. So the theory here, the Brisa says, the Baal Chayv can't take it away. Tomorrow it says another terrorist, Lekasha. Ho demastik lekishir ar yoshvacha. When the Baal Chayv knows this Meicher owes somebody $1,000. Now the field that was sold is only worth $900. So the Baal Chayv says, listen, if I take away this field, I'm still not getting paid up. You owe me $1,000, this field is only worth $900. But the shvach that the person put into the field is another $100. So now the field's worth $1,000. So in such a case, when the lakeach has the right, when the Baal Chayv has the right to collect $1,000, he has the right to take away the whole shvach. Even the shvach that's a gilik sofin, still is called meshubit for the chayv. Ho, but when does the Brisa say that the Baal Chayv has to pay for the shvach? Ho, the loy masik veyelik yishir ayah. That's called that the loan was $1,000. And the field is worth $1,000. So the extra money that he put into the field, that's like you have no right to take it away. So you want to take it away because you're taking away the karka. So automatically you're getting the shvach also. But for that you have to pay, because that you have no right to take away his shvach, because that's more than the choy was worth. So hodolei masiklei elikashiraya. Therefore, diyoyev le shvacha. You have to pay him then for the shvach, the money that he spent in his field. And then you can get rid of him. Therefore, there's no stira according to Shmuel. The Baal Choyv has the right to take away the karka and the shvach as long as that's as much as his choyv was. So most of it depends. Hanichah is only good. Hanichah l'man liyam, according to the man liyam it holds. He is lay zuzi l'lokeach. If l'lokeach has money, l'motzi misalik lay l'Baal Choyv, he can't take away the Baal Choyv. Sharper, then it's very good. So Rashi says, really, there's a pluk thing among Subis. That he is lay zuzi l'lokeach. L'froyachoyv. Like, what happened here? Reuven once borrowed $1,000. And then Reuven has his own property. He sold it to Shimon. Shimon bought the property off Reuven. Now the Baal Chayv, the one that Reuven borrowed $1,000 for, wants the money back from Reuven. Reuven says, I have no money. So that person has a right to go to Shimon and take away the property that he bought off Reuven. Now what's going to be if Shimon likes the property very much? So could Shimon tell this Baal Chayv, listen, the whole thing is that Reuven owes you $1,000. You know what? I'll pay you $1,000. Leave the property by me. Let me keep the property. I'll pay you back the $1,000. So the machlekes if the lokeach has to listen to him or not. So anich leman diyam iyis lezuz lokeach. If lokeach has money, lemotzim asalik le. Not lebal chayv. Nothing doing. He has no right to push away the bal chayv. If the bal chayv wants to, he could say, listen, I have a right to take back this karka. That's it. I'm taking back the karka. I'm going to keep it. So the Rashi says, Shap Rashi says, the muslimein vadech the yesh karka moiser bal chayv. In a shvach, that misalag lelokeach v'zuzi akorchay. Then the case where, let's say, this karka now is worth a little bit more than your chayv, still you have a right to take the karka away from the lokeach. Just you have to pay him for the extra money. Then it's good. But elu l'mandiyam, according to the mandiyam, it says ki is lezuzi lelokeach. If this lokeach, this shimon that bought the field or Reuven has money now, so motzi misalag lelabal chayv. If he likes the karka so much, he has a right to say to the bal chayv of Reuven, listen. True, you have a right to take away this karka, but it's only because Reuven owes you money. That $1,000, I'll pay it up to you. So if Shimon has the money, he can pay it up. So namely, let now Shimon say to this Baal Chayv, listen, Ilu heavily zuzi, if I would have had money, heavy nesakina mekuliyarya, I could throw you off my whole karka. All right, turn over. Again, let Shimon, the Sakech, now say back to the Baal Chayv like this. Ilu heavily zuzi, if I would have had money, heavy misakina mikuliyarya, I would throw you off the whole property. Because if the lakeach has money, he has a right to pay up the chayv. Hashtag Leslie Zuzi, true. Right now I don't have any money. Hashtag Leslie Zuzi, havli garva the arya. Let me at least keep the one small piece of his land. The arya of this land, shir shabchoy. How much of my shvach I put into it? In other words, here the maaseh was, you had $1,000 loan. Now this karka that I bought was worth $1,000. I put shvach, I invested, I put it in fertilizer, I did things to the karka. Now the karka is worth $1,100. So what do I have? You have to take away this whole karka from me? Like, really the karka is mine. If I would have money, I could buy, I could just pay you money, I would have a right to keep it. See, even though I don't have money to pay you up, you only have a right to get your value of $1,000 worth out of here. So what you should have to do is take most of the property, but only $1,000 worth of this property, one small part, like the $100 worth of property, should have to leave by me. How can you have a right to take away the whole karka? Just the shvach, you pay me back how much money I put in. No, the lakeach has the upper hand. He should have a right to say, you cannot take away from me more than $1,000 worth. And since it's worth $1,100 now, this field, you can't get the whole field. So how come Shmuel says no? The Brisa says then he has the right to take away the whole field. So Lorenz says, Hocha b'may askino, we're talking about over here, we're going shosuba poitiki. We're talking about when Reuven first borrowed the money from his Baal Chayv, he made this field a special apoitiki. Apoitiki means the omale. He said to this malva, lo yehei lecho peroi nelamizu. I'm telling you now, like I'm designating clearly one karka. This is the karka you should be able to go and collect from. That's called an apoitiki. So when I make an apoitiki, when I first borrowed the money, I told the malva, this one karka is the karka that you can really take away from me. That's a very strong shibud. So then even though, like, then this Reuven, the loiva, sells his field,
Now when the Malva comes and collects this field, the Loiva can't pay money to take away the field. Because when the field was made in Nafotiki to the Malva, then the Baal, everybody agrees that the Baal Chayv has the right to come and take away the field. This Lakeach now cannot pay money for it. Rashi says, Tishavinale Loiva la Baal Chayv Apotiki lo Arya. The Akol Mayim, everybody agrees, when you make an Apotiki, the heavy Lezuzu Lakeach, the heavy Matsum Asalik lo. Here everybody agrees that in the case where they made an Apotiki, you can't take the karka away. When you can't stop the Lakeach, the Baal Chayv, from taking away the karka. Right. What's going to be now? Hikra bo shena shaloi. Let's say Reuven realizes, or even Rashi says, lakeach the karka zu. Reuven the Gazlin sold the field to Shimon. And Shimon realized that this was stolen goods, and still he paid money for it. Falakha. We'll soon see why he did it. Yes, yeah, so Shimon understood this was stolen goods, and still he paid money for it. Some Rav Rav says, moyus yeshloi shrachen loi. He has the right to get back his money, but not the shrach that he puts into the field. The shrach he can't get. Rashi says, "Moyes yeshlo min amoichin kishasim the gazlin from yodoi." When the gazal takes the field away, this lakech has the right to get his money back from the gazlin, but not the shvach. Rashi says, "Shakaka zu ain't a kenuila because it's not your kaka. You knew it. Therefore, the shvach that you're wasting, you're putting your shvach in somebody else's field." But Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, "I feel the moyes saying, no, you can't get your money back either. Why? Because you knew it was stolen goods. So why do you pay for it?" So Moshe says, "B'maikin, what's the machlokes over here?" Rav says, "Rav holds odi midei shakaka and loy." The person knows that this karka is not his. Like he knows he's buying stolen goods. So what do you give the money for? So Gavah Benosla Shum Pekodin, I'm giving you the money to hold on for me. I'm giving it to you for Pekodin. And therefore later I want it back. It's Sova Leimele Lashum Pekodin. Let me say right away, I'm giving it to you to hold on to money for me. Sova, I'm afraid, Len Nekabel, maybe you won't hold on to me. Because when I gave you the money, so I knew that this is a stolen karka. I knew that eventually the karka is going to be taken away from me, and I'm going to ask you back for the money. I just want you to hold on to the money. I can't hold on to too much money right now. So I'm asking you to hold on to the money. I won, I tell you, Kepherish. I'm afraid maybe you won't accept. But if I have a right to get my money back. But Shmuel 7-0. Oh, then your day is your karka, ain't like a person knows that the karka is stolen goods. He's not going to keep this karka. So, the government of Nelson Shumatana, when you gave the money, you meant to give him a present. Therefore, you can't get money back. I, the namely, say clearly, Shumatana, the merciless faithful and will be embarrassed to take them presents. That's why he gives it to him, but really he meant to give him a present. That's why he can't get the money back. For the Gemara, this svar of a pliga b'chadis him, we have this machlekas already once. Here's what we learned. If you marry your sister, so you know the Gushna is not chal. Rav Amar Rav says, Moyes Chayzus, you get your money back. You gave a ring, you get the ring back. Shmuel Amar, no, Moyes Matana, the money's a Matana. Rav Amar Moyes Chayzus, you get the money back. Everybody knows you can't marry your sister. The government doesn't show Makodin. What do you give her the ring for? Shant, hold on to watch it for you, that's all. The name of Lashem Pekodin, I tell it clearly Lashem Pekodin. So, but you'll think, Lame Kabbalin, you know, she won't accept it from you. But you only gave it to hold on, that's why you have right to collect it later. I'm giving you a present. Everybody knows you can't marry your sister. So what do you give it to for a present? Say clear, I'm giving it for a present. You're embarrassed, maybe she won't accept it. Yes, you're saying like this. So what are we two machlokesim for? I need both machlokesim. These are both only here now, first case. For all come Rav, in the first case, Rav says he gave the money to the Kodin. Why? Like you don't give money to a gazlin. But the first case was, you know, it's stolen fields. So you don't give a gazlin a present. So therefore, Rav Rav says that he gets the money back. Maybe when you get married to your sister. Maybe there, Rav Madle Lashmuel, maybe Rav will agree to Shmuel. That since you know you can't marry your sister, so when you gave her the ring, maybe Rav will agree. You meant to give it to her a present. So I need a second machlokes. No, even there, Rav says it's not a present. And if he's a machlokes, would have just said the machlokes like Kedushin. But how come Shmuel over here, Shmuel says, when you give your sister the ring, you need to give her a present. But in the first case, maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav that when you buy the field off a gazlin, you don't mean to give him a present. Maybe the money was to Pekodin, Tzricha. That's what needs machlokes both ways. Now the Gemara is Tamazoy. Then Rav, the Yom of Pekodin, both according to Rav. It's a very modern case here. Shimon knew that Reuven has stolen fields. So Shimon bought the field off Reuven. How did Shimon have right to buy the field and use the field? So then Rav, it says, the money you give him for Pekodin, okay. Then Shmuel, the Yom of Matana. But highly are you, b'may konochis. How do you have a right, Shimon? How do you have a right to go down to this field right now? You know it's stolen goods. Oh, Paris, Echiochel, how could you eat these Paris? Like, if you know it's not Reuven, how could you go down and use the field? So, some he just thought like this. I realize it's not my field. I know it's not mine. But I just feel I'm going to do the same thing that the Gazlan would have done. Listen, the Gazlan's in the field right now. He was going to eat the Paris.
So I'm going to do the same thing he was going to do. Like the Mor's notion is that L'chiyosi Mor the Yaryo. When the owner of the field comes back, Zuzin Heve, it's only that the person is holding my money, and the Rav Diyamat Pekodin, according to Rav, when the person gave the money to the gazan and gave it to him with the pekodin, so he'll get the money back. The Shmuel, the Yomah Matana, Matana, according to Shmuel, that says he gave the money with the Matana, will remain a Matana. And the divorce speaks out that the Pshat is, when he gave the money, the Pshat is, even though he knew it was Zela, but like you thought, maybe Ula, like we'll see the Gemara later, maybe the field will stay by the Gazlan. And if the field will stay by the Gazlan, then I want to buy it off him. That's the way the Ksasmer had to think that maybe the field will really end up with me, so that's why I'm going to use it right now. But really, on its side, the field's taken away from you, I only gave the money, either you should watch it according to Rav, and according to Shmuel, I gave it to Teres Matana. Now the Gemara says, "Oh my Rav, Rav said, you should know Hilchasa. What's the maskana? What's the halacha here? That Yesh Loi Moyis, Yesh Loi Shvach. That in a case where the gazlan sells it to somebody else, and the person now puts profit, puts a shvach, puts like work into the field, and the field is taken away from him, so he has the right to collect from the gazlan both the money, the worth of the karka, and the shvach. The Afar Pishle Pirish Beis Shvach." Even though the Gazlan, the Moichah, did not speak out, the Pharaoh shall pay you back for the Shvach, still we collect the Shvach. In other words, not like Shmuel, we're not afraid that it should look like Ribbis, because no, since you gave the money to Teres Mecher, there's no Sforah, there's no Sforah of Ribbis. Now, Hikibo Shenu Shaloi, let's say you realized it wasn't yours, the Lokho, and you bought it, so Moyis Yeshloi, Shvach Einloi, you only get the money back and not the Shvach. And also, Achrayis Toyi Seifu. That, and there's another halacha here, that Achrayis is considered the Toyi Seifu. That we don't know like Shmuel, the Yoma, that Shibu Tzorch Limlach. But rather we say, no, Achrayis is called the Toyi Seifu. Bein Mishtaravo, Bein Mishtori Mekach Memcha. Whether it's a Shtaravo or Shtar Mekach Memcha, in both cases, we hold Achrayis as Toyi Seifu. Now the second case before, the middle case again, Hikrabo,